The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. One of the things that we did while you were out last week, we went deep, Ira, with Miz. His breakdown of the Tigers, and we talked about the phenomena that is Akil Badu, who has, burst onto the scene. And Miz said, he's my Tiger. I'm picking him. He's my Tiger this year. And I said, Miz, it's interesting. It's a small sample space at the time. It's 10 games. And while encouraging, and certainly the way he came out of the chute, you're like, man, this is unbelievable. But is it just a hot streak? Is it just a hot start? Versus, no one expected 330, 340 to be sustainable. Having him be a consistent RBI, producer and home run hitter, was that going to be sustainable? It's like, I just feel like there's going to be some volatility here for a guy who, remember, we talked about how they got him. He was a Rule 5 pick for the Tigers, and man, since that discussion, Ira, it's been, slumping would be an accurate description of what's going on now. I looked at his last four games, one hit, Ira, in 17, one hit in 15 at bats, and the strikeout numbers. 10 strikeouts in the last 15 at bats. That is, and one hit. That's, that's being a pro, right? that's baseball for you. You figured there was going to be a correction. I'm not ready to say that the bloom is off the rose, but you knew a regression to the mean, was coming for Akil Badu.
Well, there's also that the thought about they got a book on him now, right? He went through the first couple of weeks of the season. He's seen a bunch of different pitchers. So people now have seen, okay, he's seen this kind of pitch. He's seen that kind of pitch. He's seen these combinations of, right? Scouting has picked up. There wasn't much of a scout on him in the first few weeks, right? Now they have a bigger scout on him. It does change how you get played when, people play against you once they learn a little bit more about you, right? Think about in football. If you have a quarterback that no one's ever seen, how do you game plan him for game one versus game six? It does make a big difference. And so it's going to happen, and pitchers are going to learn new tricks to what to do against different guys. And they study, right? Pitching coaches, pitchers, they really study batters. They know, where in the strike zone. You can pitch this guy fastballs, but only low and away. But you can pitch this guy curveballs up. Everybody's got a book. But you've got to create that for the guy. And young guys that come on a hot streak, you don't necessarily have that. So what you can do is you can give them a moment. You can let them breathe. It's kind of like in a basketball game when you take your starter out, maybe hit a rough patch in a game, and you say, just sit down for a minute. Just sit on the bench next to the coach and just, collect yourself and and just watch what's going on around you, and then we'll get you back in. In this case, maybe you sit him down a couple games. You let him have a break, a little bit of a breather. Maybe he sits next to a hitting coach during a game and the coach is explaining a few things to him or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's a few extra sessions in the cage during the, their batting practice or whatever it is. And you work through a few different things and you see if you fix it. You give him a day or two off and you bring him back in and see if it fixes. If it doesn't, you try a few other things. If not, then you've got a problem. But it's way too early to go beyond the, it happens to just about everybody in baseball, right? There's a reason why slump buster is a term, Sam.
Right. Well, you look at his first, I don't know, how many games is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ira, his first 8 games, which he was just the talk, certainly the talk around here. One of the most exciting stories in baseball. He had 6 strikeouts. 6 strikeouts in those 8 games. I think it was something along the lines of 23 at bats. I have to go back and do the math. Yeah, 23 at bats six strikeouts. And just you felt like the way he was seeing, the way he was, his plate presence, his plate discipline was really on vivid display. But since then, it's just fallen completely off the map. Again, like I said, 10 strikeouts and 15 at bats, and maybe a glaring stat. This is like Kofi Coburn and the assist stat, right? One walk on the season, Ira. One walk on the season.
Maybe that's just one. And I don't know if that's something that you can. And I don't know. This is something you have to ask a coach, I'm assuming, at that level. If a guy is showing that kind of impatience, is it because he's anxious? You know, he's a young guy, and he doesn't have a good eye for it. He doesn't have the patience to do it. Or he's not instructed to do it. There's a lot of different reasons why you might not have a lot of walks, and he might just be a free swinging guy. And if that's the case, he needs to kind of temper that a little bit. Because if you are too much of a free swinging guy, unless you're Vlad Guerrero, and you are the best, weird ball hitter of all time, you're going to have a lot of strikeouts, and you've got to be careful of that. You can very quickly turn into a guy that whiffs a lot, and then you lose your value very quickly.
Yeah, the thing, you could be mesmerized. The thing that struck me, that first home run he hit, it was an opposite field shot. You watch him take a pitch on the outside part of the plate, wasn't free swinging, didn't pull off of it, went with the pitch. You're like, man, this that's pretty impressive.
There's something to work with. And that's the thing, is there's something to work with the guy. Like, and that's whether he's in a slump now or like you saw it, and they obviously saw it, which is why they took him in the draft was the Rule 5 or whatever it is draft. Baseball's got so many weird names. But obviously there are flaws in there too, which is why he was available in that scenario and other people didn't pick him up. So you might just need to take a little more time to work through some of those things. You might need, well, the things that we thought were issues we haven't seen for the first 2 weeks of the season. Oh, now they're rearing their ugly head. Now that we see them up close and personal, we can work on them a little bit. I'd be curious in the next week or 2 weeks if this, as you said, he reverted back to a mean, but what is his actual number supposed to be this year? Like, where is he? And so these next couple of weeks is obviously going to determine that a lot, right? And if the slump goes really downhill, he's going to end up in, not where he wants to be. But I have a feeling that he just give him a little bit of patience. Have a little bit of patience. There's no reason not to have patience with him. The team's not necessarily going anywhere anyway, right? Little patience to see if he can work through this. And if he can, you're going to be fine. If not, you took a shot on the guy. He gave you a couple of fun weeks. It didn't end up working out in the long run. And you were trying to find a piece for your team. And it didn't work. That's really what you're doing right now. It's an experiment anyway. And if it doesn't work, is there really that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things? I'm not talking about his career, just for the Tigers. If it doesn't work, you tried it. It didn't work. You move on. It's not that big of a deal. But there is something there, and they just need to, if they have time to work through it, which it seems like they do have a little time to do that, I'd like to see him come out on the other end of a slump, hitting the ball at a 270 clip or a 280 clip, hitting some home runs, maybe throwing a couple more walks in there and being a contributor to the team. And, he's not going to be batting 370, popping home runs all the time. But find that comfortable number where he can sit and be once he's gotten his comfort level back.
Yeah, it's a headline. I was laughing at one of the stories as we get to a break in the Free Press this morning. What is happening to Akil Badu? Like, baseball is happening. Like, come on, man. You knew there was going to be a correction. How do they work through that correction now? 10 strikeouts and 15 at bats. All right, you see, to your point, Ira, some free swinging tendencies. How do you rein that back in now that the book is on him? Get back to showing the kind of plate discipline that he displayed out the chute, where while pitchers were still learning him. Now that they have the book on you, now that you're top of scout, so to speak, now how do you respond? How do you react? It's going to be interesting to see that over the course of the season, as this is a long haul deal with Akil Badu the rest of the year. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.